Today on the KMMO Ag Report, we'll be talking weights and measures. This week, the Missouri Department of Agriculture celebrates the weights, measures, and consumer protection team's efforts toward creating an equitable market for both customers and private businesses throughout the state. National Weights and Measures Week is celebrated every year from March 1st through 7th to commemorate President John Adams signing the first U.S. Weights and Measures legislation into law on March 2nd, 1799. In Missouri, the Division of Weights, Measures, and Consumer Protection is responsible for enforcing regulations that protect not only the customer, but also the businesses who sell their various products and services. Whether you're purchasing lunch meat from the deli, delivering grain to the elevator, purchasing fuel from the local gas station, or attempting to determine specific property boundaries, the Missouri Department of Agriculture's Division of Weights, Measures, and Consumer Protection plays a critical role in ensuring equity in the marketplace, says Weights, Measures, and Consumer Protection Division Director Jimmy Williams. To promote trust and integrity in commercial transactions involving weights, measures, and land survey, Missouri Department of Agriculture's Weights, Measures, and Consumer Protection Division carries out five main programs. Device and Commodity Program. The program is responsible for testing the accuracy of all commercial weighing devices in the state. Scale inspectors test all point-of-sale scales, including those found at grocery stores, grain elevators, and livestock barns. This program is also responsible for verifying the price on the shelf matches the price at checkout, performs inspections of prepackaged foods, tests moisture meters for accuracy, and enforces regulations pertaining to egg quality and retail milk pricing. Fuel Device Safety and Accuracy Program. The FDSA program's dual mission includes verifying the accuracy of all the fuel dispensers, gas pumps through the state, as well as ensuring all locations that sell fuel to the public adhere to national fire code standards. This team of inspectors can be found performing inspections at marinas, fuel terminals, bulk plants, and retail fueling locations. Fuel Quality Program. This program is not only responsible for the inspection and sampling of fuel products at retail fueling stations, but also for the testing of fuel samples to ensure Missouri consumers are purchasing quality fuel products for their vehicles and equipment. Missouri's Fuel Quality Lab is one of only 14 state labs of its kind in the country. Metrology Program. The Metrology Program performs standard calibrations for MDA weights and measures inspectors as well as private service companies. These calibrations ensure that all mass and volume standards being used in the field are accurate. The Land Survey Program is charged with identifying and restoring lost or destroyed section orders within the U.S. Public Land Survey System. The program also maintains an online record storage and retrieval program of land survey documents and maps that can be accessed by the public. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. I ordered a chicken and an egg online. I'll let you know which comes first. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.